been listening to Ion Travel with Peter Greenberg. Visit our website at www.petergreenberg.com for more information and sign up for our newsletter. Ion Travel is a CBS Audio Network production.
And welcome back to Orlando. Peter Greenberg here with you as Ion Travel continues from the Hyatt Regency Orlando on this Memorial Day weekend. You can always reach out to me, Peter at petergreenberg.com, with your name, phone number, question, or problem. We will solve it right here on the air. Let's go right to the emails. Here's one from Mark. He goes, I'm considering booking a repositioning cruise. By the way, we love repositioning cruises. From Vancouver to Hawaii, October 6th through the 15th. Right, you're just going to go right from Canada to our 50th state. I wanted to see if you knew what the average daily temperatures at sea were or where to direct me for this information. I imagine the first few days may be cool, not cold, and warmer as we get close to Hawaii. Mark, you are absolutely correct, and you win nothing for that guess. Bottom line is, you're heading in the right direction. It's going to be sweater weather or windbreaker weather for the first 2 to 3 days at sea, and then get progressively warmer into the 70s and 80s as you approach the Hawaiian Islands. Very simple. You always want to wear or bring along a sweater or a windbreaker on any cruise, just because sometimes with the velocity of the ship moving on the sea, just a walk on the deck may require that. So other than that, it's a great cruise. And a word about repositioning cruises. When I say they're my favorites, that's for a reason. You're not stopping in a new port every day at 6 in the morning and leaving at 4 in the afternoon. You have great days at sea. You have a crossing as opposed to a cruise, the way it used to be. And I'm a big fan of that. Plus, the price is always right. Because remember, they're not doing that cruise to keep you happy. They're doing that cruise to literally reposition the ship for other things. So we've seen repositioning cruises that last as long as 54 days going from the Mediterranean all the way down to Florida. So check them out. They are a great value. Okay, here's one from Barb who says, we're due to take our first flying trip to Ireland, our son's graduation. I'd gotten the Amex Platinum for the travel perks, including travel coverage, and have not purchased additional travel insurance. Would this new circumstance with American Airlines warrant the additional coverage? I have no idea what you're talking about, Barb. If you're talking about the American Airlines deal with JetBlue, won't matter. I don't know what else you could possibly be talking about, but bottom line is, remember, you have to read every travel insurance plan carefully. American Express has a very good travel insurance plan with that card if they lose your bags, in some cases if your flight is delayed or canceled. But remember, you have to read the policy carefully about medical evacuation and repatriation insurance. And what I mean by that is, in many cases, first of all, it's a great policy to have. Whether you get it from American Express or anybody else, in concept, it's a great policy. And what it means is that the insurance company will pay to get you medically stabilized if you get sick or injured overseas. And then the best policies is that they will do a consultation with your own personal physician. After all, who knows your medical history better than your own doctor? And then after that consultation, if necessary, fly a medically equipped plane to take you back to the doctor and medical facility of your choice. Here's the issue. Read the policy print on American Express. Do they fly you back to the medical facility and doctor of your choice? That's the question that must be answered. And until you answer that question, you have a problem, simply because you don't want to be in that situation where somebody else is making that choice. Okay? And here's one from Leslie, and I love this question. It's, can you get refunded on the VAT, that's the value added tax, after you return to the States? Well, first of all, let's talk about what VAT is. It's called value added tax on what they call luxury items, where by buying that item in that country, you get a refund on that tax when you leave that country. That's why you see all those VAT signs at European airports, especially in the European Union. Now, interestingly enough, that's no longer London or the United Kingdom, right? They're out of the EU. So the VAT doesn't work there. But the VAT does work in the European Union. But here's the caveat, and it's a mess. You have to show your purchases and your receipts to the customs folks in order to qualify for the VAT, which is usually refunded directly back to your original form of purchase, which in most cases is your credit card. The problem, though, is the lines at VAT, especially during the summer season at certain airports like Charles de Gaulle, is ridiculous, with so many travelers who came to Paris just for shopping are lining up with wads of receipts. So if you're going to go out, you're not going to go out 2 hours early for your flight. You're going to go out 4 hours early for your flight to get the VAT. Now, here's the rub. You asked, can you get refunded on VAT after you return to the States? Who are you going to show your purchases to? No. In rare circumstances, you can apply for that. Most of all, you got to do it when you're there. Meaning you got to stand in line, get there early, show the purchases. And what makes things particularly cumbersome is that some of these VAT offices are located inside security, which means you've already checked in your bags. So if you bought a big bulky item, that's your carry-on now. So be aware of that. But again, if you don't get out there early, you're not going to get it. And keep in mind, these VAT offices are usually, I happen to think this is intentional, not well manned. You know, it's about giving you money back for a change. So another reason to get there early, right? 85 people in line for one agent means at 7 to 8 minutes per transaction, that's 3 hours right there. So remember, it's summer season. It's crazy. Get out there early and make sure it's worth it. You know, you can't just get a VAT back on a $20 purchase. It has to exceed, in many cases, over $100 or 100 pounds, or not even pounds anymore, but 100 euros to be able to qualify. And even then, it may not be worth it to stand in line for 3 hours to get $11 back. So if it's a big item, jewelry, fur, don't censor, we're not going to do fur, right? You're not going to buy fur. But jewelry, expensive clothing, stuff like that, then it's worth it. But once again, get out to the airport early. All right, that music means you're out of time for the whole show. Have a wonderful rest of your Memorial Day weekend, everybody. Want to thank everybody. Of course, Amanda Morris, our producer, Jeff Ryder, and Paul doing all the work back in Connecticut. Melissa Braverman, our friend here at the Hyatt Regency Orlando, thank you so much for your help. And we'll see you next week, everybody, from another distant remote location somewhere around the world. Drive safely, fly safely, and survive this weekend.
You've been listening to Eye on Travel with Peter Greenberg. Visit our website at www.petergreenberg.com for more information and sign up for our newsletter. Eye on Travel is a CBS Audio Network production.